Pennsylvania will choose a new governor and senator next year. And though the race is still far away, there's one issue that every candidate already has a position on: energy. Keystone Crossroads' Katie Meyer reports it's an especially tough issue for Democrats, who have to deal with two major priorities in their base that often seem at odds: supporting labor and protecting the environment.
There's a cold war happening in Megan and Bob White's suburban backyard.
Yeah, that's my camera. It's basically just a live stream to monitor them for whatever they're out here. We see some action kick up, so I got like a...
Behind their swing set and trampoline, a tall plywood fence cuts off about half of the White's property, a dividing line between the Whites and the construction workers laying the Mariner East 2 natural gas pipeline behind their house. Megan says Sunoco came to them in 2015 when her oldest daughter was one.
They told us they would be here for a year, maybe two, and they would never know they were here. And now it's 2021, and my daughter's now seven and taken up most of her childhood.
The Mariner East project has been plagued by disruptive sinkholes and spills, and the new lines are directly next to 1930s-era pipes that are actively carrying explosive natural gas liquids. Politically, the Whites aren't that ideological. But Megan says their worries about pipeline accidents have made them distrust politicians who ally themselves with natural gas companies.
It's just big money. It just buys their way through. They just keep throwing money around, and we just have to deal with it. And us little people just have to deal with stuff like this.
It's a stance that's become common in Pennsylvania, especially around pipeline projects in the populous, heavily Democratic Southeast. And it's made energy policy intensely tricky for Democratic candidates, who often feel the need to balance environmentalism with another key tenet of their party, supporting organized labor, which includes energy workers. Just as the Whites have intensely personal feelings about Pennsylvania energy policy, so too does Jim Snell.
I became a steam fitter journeyman. It was a great career. You know, the benefits, the wages, phenomenal. Pension, health care, annuity.
Snell's a business manager with Steamfitters Local 420, which represents workers across the eastern part of Pennsylvania. He doesn't think he's diametrically opposed to environmentalists, but his priorities are different.
Listen, everybody wants clean air, clean water, especially me, my members. I mean, we all have children, you know. In my line of work, we're all about man hours.
Snell has a couple hundred steamfitters working on the pipeline now. It's nowhere near his biggest sector, though when the pipe is done, he expects more jobs and man hours will come to the Marcus Hook Industrial Complex in Delaware County, which distributes natural gas products.
There's bountiful work coming. I'm going to have hundreds of steam fitters working at this site. The Philadelphia building trades as a whole will have a few thousand working at this site.
Snell and the building trades have a lot of powerful company on this side of the energy debate. Since the fracking boom began, companies that profit from the industry have spent tens of millions of dollars lobbying state politicians or contributing to their campaigns. So with pressure from both sides of the energy-environment debate, what's a Democratic candidate to say?
We really do and must act on climate, but we also have to realize that we have energy needs. There are employment considerations.
I am eager to bring that work right here to Pennsylvania, which will create good union-paying jobs for work that
can help us begin to make the type of critical investments we need to not only deal with the climate crisis, but to invest in good-paying jobs and in the types of
the future of energy is about jobs, not red jobs, not blue jobs. Just jobs.
They've come to pretty similar conclusions. In the U.S. Senate race's Democratic field, moderate Western Pennsylvania Congressman Connor Lamb has said fossil fuels will be essential for years. Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman argues there's no real conflict between labor and environmentalists because there can be plenty of union clean energy jobs. Montgomery County Commissioner Valar Cush says federal spending could create those jobs. Philly State Rep. Malcolm Kenyatta is the only one to support a moratorium on new fracking. In Chester County, Megan White doesn't know who she'll vote for yet, but she knows what she wants to hear.
That they're here for the people, that they'll stand up for the people, they'll do what's right, they'll protect us. I don't feel protected. I don't feel that anyone cares.
She also wants to know when the construction workers will finally get out of her yard. The family tried to have a birthday party for one of her kids in the yard recently, but the drilling was too loud for anyone to hear each other. Katie Meyer, WHYY News.